Yo, nerd.
Yeah,
you.
What are you doing out here on the beach all alone?
Yeah, well, I feel that. I think I've personally had like 4 panic attacks this very day. What's got you so worked up?
The state of the world? Oh, Lord.
Dude, you think too much. I'm not blind to the world either. I mean, what the fuck has 2020 even been, right? Doesn't stop the fact that we need others to we can rely on in this world.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. I do have a ton of friends, I guess. We always see you by yourself in the dining hall. Where are yours?
Oh, I get it. You're socially awkward, aren't you?
Yeah, it was super obvious. You tried to shake my hand like we were in a business meeting the first time we got paired up in calc.
Yeah, I cringed as well. It was funny, though.
No, it doesn't bother me enough to warrant an apology. Though, I'm guessing you're one of those peeps that apologize for everything.
Yeah, I figured.
What made you this way?
Nah, no one's born awkward, dude. My brother is literally the dorkiest person in the world, and he has more emotional intelligence than you. What gives?
Oh, an abusive dad. That'll do it.
Fuck. He blames you for your mom's death?
Yikes. They say that people can't understand childbirth complications and then they just turn the grief to the child.
Hey, don't say that. I'm certain your mother loves you very much. I'm sure in heaven or whatever paradise she's in, she's glad you made it to college and that you're alive. My mom tells me all the time that she would die for me. I think that's real.
You are piling me hardcore. Don't worry about it though, I asked.
Yeah, well, I guess we aren't strangers anymore.
Nah, I don't think that's what's stopping you from getting a girl. Or friends. I just think you have mad insecurities.
Yeah, it happens when you have heavy trauma.
Plus, let's be honest. At this stage of life, we're all trying to avoid some deep shit and just drink and fuck our way through the pain.
Yeah, I knew you were a virgin. But you're wrong in saying you're not cute, though.
Sure, you're not that sexy. You have a couple of pounds on you, and you're definitely not the most aggressive guy. But you do realize all girls are not the same, right?
Assertiveness and confidence are sexier than anything in the world. And trust me, there are men fatter, broker, and uglier than you have the idea that they're Apollo incarnate.
Yeah, well, I feel that. To be honest, nothing motivates a man like a woman.
You'll find one, I'm certain. You just have to look, you know, use your eyeballs.
Sure, I can easily tell you where to look.
Okay, close your eyes.
Mm-hmm, okay, now open them.
What?
Oh, wow, you really are socially awkward.
You don't get it?
Okay, well, what did you see when you opened your eyes?
Me.
Exactly. That answers your question.
Oh my god. That blush and choked gasp was the best thing I've ever seen.
No, I'm dead serious. But god, your face was hilarious.
Ow. Oh man, my stomach hurts.
Oh, I did get a good laugh at your expense. But whew, my stomach.
But I was being dead ass about what I said.
Well, because I like you. I mean, actually, that's not true. I more kind of have been liking you. I just never got a chance to say it.
When?
Orientation. I saw you and got wet instantly.
Well, not literally, but like basically, I definitely was like, yeah, I'd smash.
What do you mean, why? I don't know why, dude. I told you. I just don't overthink shit. I saw you. You were cute. And after you watching this you this past 2 semesters, I can seriously say that you're a high contender to be my boyfriend.
You know this isn't high school, right? There are no such thing as leagues. Either a girl wants to ride the acne off your face, or she doesn't. Quite simple, really.
Yeah, I don't judge your insecurity, but you will have to work on it if you're going to be with me. I don't like a man that doubts himself, because my word is my bond. And if you doubt that, I will take personal offense to it. So, yeah, I don't like you. Kind of surprised you didn't get the whole me flirting with you kind of thing. Well, I know I'm pretty. I mean, I look great in this jacket. My ass looks amazing in these jeans. My red hair just got done, and I know I have a pretty face. Mm-hmm. Well, I know, because you stare at me a lot. What? You seriously didn't think I didn't notice the whole time in calc you were practically drooling over me? Okay, drooling is not a good word. But let's face it, dude. Everybody knew. Nah, it didn't bother me. To be honest, one of the reasons I kinda didn't confess sooner is because I figured you'd say something first. Well, I got tired of waiting, so... Well, yes, two bottles of wine certainly boost your ego enough. I'll be honest, I was nervous. I get it. You really don't see your worth, and I'm sure you haven't had many girlfriends in the past. Have you ever thought that maybe that's a good thing? I'll be honest. I had a lot of baggage dating and fucking around. I got cheated on, I've been lied to. To be honest, I'm really wary of dating as a whole. But you don't have that. You still believe in love and marriage, and those hopes are beautiful. So instead of looking at it as a negative, look at it as a positive.
Besides, it made me believe that we could work after all. I mean, I'm not perfect. I'm kind of straightforward. I love sports, and sometimes I'm more masculine than feminine. But I'm willing to work with us, with you. I don't know why, but I feel like maybe I could submit to a cutie like you.
Oh, wow. I didn't expect such a huge reaction. I guess you shouldn't have worn boy shorts to the beach. Oh, wow. Looks like it's uncomfortable. Let me help you. Don't try to stop me. I'm gonna get what I want. Fuck, it smells nice. I love the soap that you use. Trust me, you don't know how musty some guys' dicks have smelled. Are you curious? To know how many guys I've been with. Well, I appreciate it. There's most certainly a double standard about men sleeping around a lot and women being whores. That said, if you were curious, I've only been with 4 guys. 3 boyfriends and 1 nighter. I tend to only get really turned on by men I want. Emotionally, I mean. Not to say I don't also find you extremely pleasing to look at. Oh, wow. It's so swollen. I've always found it funny how wet it sounds, stroking a cock. I'm glad you can laugh. Lighten up and enjoy this. I want us to have fun. Oh, you really are enjoying this. You don't know how hot it is for me to be doing this to you. Oh! Wow. No, don't feel bad. I should have gone slower with a newbie like you. Though, I will taste your cum now that's on my hand. Wow, someone likes their fruits. You know, I might need a better taste of that. Oh my god. I was hinting on a blowjob, you dork. Oh man, you are hilarious. Now, relax. And come when you need to. I'm serious. I'll only be upset if you deny your body the pleasure and release it feels. Wow, you are hanging on. I can tell that you are gonna burst through. Come on, come in my mouth. Do it. Oh, wow, yes. Your face in ecstasy is just so adorable. Oh, you know what? I just realized we actually never kissed. Oh, you want to kiss after I swallowed your cum? That's kind of weird. I mean, so... Wow. Those kisses might be inexperienced, but I can tell you're hungry for more. Say, why don't we head back to your dorm? Since you're Mr. Loner, I say we put that empty space to a good use. Lead the way, cutie.